especially because our student body is 100% commuter, it'll mean that they have the opportunity to have some space to socialize, have a one-stop shop, which is the whole concept of our campus, really, a one-stop shop for getting your research materials, getting something to eat, going to the bookstore, everything that you need for, you know, your for any really a hub of activity on our campus will happen over at the Alvin Best Student Union. And it's just the traditional college concept of a union, which we've never had on this campus. And, you know, when you got 300 students, you can make do without it. You get to 400 or 500 students, you're thinking, I wish I had it. Then you get to 1,300, 1,400 students, and you think, this is a deal breaker. It's going to start hurting our campus not to have these types of amenities. Students expect it in this day and age, and we're going to provide it.
It will also, I mean, yes, this provides something for the campus. It kind of provides something for the town as well, right?
It really does. A, it provides a historical link to Mr. Vest, who was our first director here when we were founded as Arkansas Valley Vocational Technical School. They started enrolling students in 65 and the first group graduated in 66. So there's that historical link, and we wanted to preserve the memory, certainly, of all Mr. Vest did to make this campus grow and happen, and frankly, to locate here in Ozark, which he was partially responsible for. He was on the Chamber of Commerce Committee in Ozark that wrote the application for the vocational school to be located here in Ozark. The second part of that is it will be, again, a facility open to the community. Certainly, the community will have access to the library, food service, and, of course, the space on campus is just going to be so pleasant. We're going to have classes in that area as well. So it's just going to be a real hub of activity. And we're looking forward to it because, again, too, there's some things on campus we've never had in our, you know, history. And one of them is a real dedicated food service that will be, you know, it'll be kind of like a Starbucks type operation where students will have, you know, sandwiches and salads and coffee and, of course, the requisite Diet Coke. So everyone will be, there'll be something for all of our students, and the emphasis will be on it being fairly priced and affordable so that they don't break the bank. But they also don't want to lose their parking spot. So we've got them here, and we need to capitalize on that as well, literally.
With this renovation, of course, a library, a bookstore, a computer lab, these are things that are very important. Aesthetically, how important are aesthetics when you're, you know, recruiting, whether it's traditional or non-traditional students, to consider your campus?
Well, kind of back to the issue of it's a deal breaker. It's a deal breaker. I mean, we're getting to the point now where students look, you know, I always use the metaphor, I guess since I'm an identical twin, that you're always looking at whatever's on someone else's plate. And so you look at what your sister got and think to yourself, well, I could get that too. And people are shopping. I mean, students are shopping. The lottery scholarship has given them an amazing opportunity to compare, to find out what's at other schools and say, you know what, I don't want that. And we want to be a school of choice. Of course we do. We have very distinctive programs, but again, aesthetics is important, and we're well priced. We have, you know, we're $70 a credit hour. There are a lot of reasons students choose our campus. At the same time, we want them to also be proud of where they go to college, and we want them to you know, bring, you know, recruit other students. And one of the ways to do that is by having excellent services and an aesthetically pleasing environment. And we really need to create that because, and I'm always very open about this, there are some areas on our campus which, you know, and every campus is like that. You wish you could improve something. You always look at that building or that space and think it can be better. But it is very important, and it's important to our students because they are consumers and they're used to, you know, all these big, beautiful new malls, airports, you name it. And they don't want to come onto a campus that looks run down.
And what's the timetable now for the renovation?
Well, we're scheduled to begin here in the next few days, and then we're going to we plan to open the facility late April, early May. We had actually planned to do this project about a year ago. However, we were delayed with some you know, the statewide, the tax revenue and budget cuts, and we just wanted to be fiscally careful, and so we changed the date to this fall. But I think it's still going to add value to the student's life and to the student activity on campus, so we should be on schedule to go late April, early May, and we're going to dedicate that facility at that time and have all the students on hand to do that. So it'll be great.
Dr. Bonin, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.